Welcome to session 4 of How to Build a Profitable Business Starting from Scratch. In this session, we're going to learn the right marketing. The right marketing. Marketing mindset number 1. Marketing is about getting customers to take action, not remember you. So a question that comes up a lot is, what is marketing? So what is marketing? In my view, marketing is communicating in a way that fulfills the selfish need of the customer, letting them know that what you have is what they need. And marketing is about doing that in such a way that causes your customer to take action, to come and buy what you're selling. Now, I think that there's a lot of kind of folklore or cultural ideas around marketing, that marketing is advertising, it's about branding, it's about getting your name into the head of the customer. And that's what it's about for, you know, multi-billion dollar companies, and that's what it's about for businesses that have grown a very successful company and they need to defend themselves in a growing marketplace. But really, marketing, the number one priority of marketing is getting customers to take action, communicating in a way so that your customer says, this is something I need, I'm going to buy this right now. When most people sit down to create their advertising campaigns, you know, or their marketing campaigns, they ask themselves, what would be cute? Okay, what would be a cutesy thing that I could say or do that would cause people to remember me? That would cause them to like me. And that's almost a certain way to blow a lot of money on marketing that doesn't get you very much return. We don't want to do that. We want to take the mindset that marketing is about action. Marketing mindset number 2. Good marketing is based on good selling. So start by working with customers one-on-one. Now, what a lot of folks want to do is they want to get online and start doing marketing and get people to buy what they're selling. And they skip a very important step called actually talking to people and finding out what they're thinking, finding out what their needs are, understanding, and critically, helping them buy one-on-one. So good marketing is based on good selling. And the best way to create great marketing is to interact with customers live. Listen to the words that they're saying. Listen to the ideas that are going through their head. Robert Collier, a very famous marketer, he said that you want to enter into a conversation that the prospect is already having inside of their head. You want to enter into a conversation they're already having. What does this sound like? It sounds like talking to them one-on-one. It sounds like being there with them. It sounds like working with them individually. So what I found is that when I talk to my customers, when I interact with them, and when I find out what their specific challenges are, what I find out the specific situations that they're going through, this gives me great insight into what their needs are. And when I work with them one-on-one and help them buy things one-on-one in person, this is what shows me what their hot buttons and their triggers are. Okay, so good marketing is based on good selling, so start by working with customers one-on-one. Which leads us to marketing mindset number 3. Selling is the best way to learn what you need to know to grow your business. Now, this is a little bit of a shock to most people who are very idealistic about starting a business, that selling is the best way to learn what you need to know to grow a business. Many people are trying to get into a business and do it the way that they're trying to do it to avoid having to sell to anyone. That's not what I want to do. I don't want to sell. Well, let me tell you right now, okay, one of the best kept secrets in business is that selling is the best paid research that you can do. Okay, selling and even coaching your customers and getting them to pay you for it. Anytime you're interacting with customers, and you personally, one-on-one, have to learn what their challenges are, what their objections are, and you one-on-one have to overcome those objections and sell them your product, it's the best way to learn. See, there are a lot of things going through your customers' minds. There are a lot of distractions. There are a lot of fantasies. There's a lot of unrealistic expectation. There are a lot of things that you don't know about happening in there. When you talk to people one-on-one, and more importantly, when you have to go talk to them with the intention of leaving with their money and you giving them your product, it calls out a different level of awareness, calls on a higher part of yourself that needs to perform at a higher level. And this is something that can be very, very powerful in teaching you about what you need to know to grow your business. So I'm going to tell you right now, if you challenge yourself to talk to customers one-on-one and to sell to customers one-on-one individually, you're going to learn what you need to know to grow your business. You're going to get the key insights that you need to make your products and your services better, to create marketing so that you don't need to do the selling anymore, and just to get all the details of what's going on to understand your customer and create your customer avatar. Selling is the best way to learn what you need to know to grow your business. A lot of people think that professional sales is professional manipulation, and it's really not. The best salespeople, the highest income salespeople, the salespeople that make $100,000, $200,000, $500,000, $1 million a year, these people are highly interested in customer needs, and they're the best in the world at talking to another human being and learning about what they need and then matching up the benefits of what they're selling to the needs of that prospect or that person. So if you have an idea like selling is dirty work or selling is something that, you know, only people that are desperate do or bad people are attracted to sales, you need to let that go and realize that just because you've had experiences with slimy salespeople doesn't mean that it's not an amazing role to take up in business. So you definitely want to learn selling and realize that professional selling is just understanding other people and then helping them get their needs met one-on-one, where you do it in person with them. Okay, so take what I'm teaching you here about interacting with customers and learning about their needs and interviewing lots of them, because they'll tell you for free what's going on inside of their heads. You don't have to guess. If you take it to the next step and then go into those conversations with the intention to sell your product or service, okay, this is going to call out a whole different skill set, and it's going to teach you so much about what you need to know. You won't believe it. Marketing strategy number one, position your product and company as the original and the leader. Now, I'm very influenced by Al Reese and Jack Trout, who wrote the original book Positioning and several other books after it. Most people think that positioning means what you are going to do to your product or where you want it to sit in the marketplace in relationship to others. You say, I want to position this as a high-end product, or I want to position this as a cheap alternative to the expensive products, as if it's something that you can do. And what Al Reese and Jack Trout have taught me is that positioning is not something you do to the product. It's something that you do to the mind of the customer. It's a psychological strategy. Positioning is about connecting up your product or service with the need that the customer has. And it turns out that if your product, your company, is the original, if it was the first one, and it's the leader in the particular area that you're marketing and selling products, that it's going to be much, much more powerful. Because we like to buy from the original and we like to buy from the leader. And in fact, when we look back in our lives, we often think that our favorite brand or the top brand was the original, that it was the first, and that it is the leader. So, for example, Pepsi Cola and Coca-Cola, who was the original and who's the leader? Well, most people tend to think that Coke was the original and that Coke's the leader. Okay. Because that's the way that they position themselves, as the Coke that's the original, the authentic, as the leader, as the one everyone wants. Now, you don't actually have to be a 100-year-old company to position yourself as the original and the leader. But what you do need to do is find a niche, which is a need, okay, inside of your customers or your customer avatar, that you can fill in a unique way. So, for example, when I started my dating advice business, where I wrote a book of dating advice and I put it online, I actually carved off a little chunk of the greater niche that we might call relationship advice. And I said, okay, there's no one that's really teaching mainstream dating advice for men. So I wrote a book on it, and I launched it, and I started creating other programs. And then I could say, I'm the original. I'm the first one. We're the first business that exclusively does dating advice for men. And we're the leader. Okay, so a little bit of success can make you the original and the leader, as long as you create something that's unique. Because by definition, if you're the one that created it, it's the original. And if you're the one that's growing the business, then it's the leader, because it's unique, until someone else comes into the marketplace. And by that point, ideally, you'll have enough of a lead that they won't catch up to you. So position your product and company as the original and as the leader. Customers like that. Marketing strategy number two. Stair-step your marketing process. Now, what most people are doing is they're kind of treating the relationship with a customer imagine that you were thinking of going out and finding a partner to spend the rest of your life with. Would you go out on the street and walk up to someone and say, will you marry me and spend the rest of your life with me? No, probably not. Okay, that's probably going to make this attractive member of the opposite sex run the other way because they think you're psycho. What you would do, though, is you would start a conversation by saying, do you know where I could get a good cup of coffee around here? And when they say, yeah, you say, you want to join me? And, you know, a little lower risk, okay? You know, maybe even where could we get a good cup of coffee around here? That might even be charming, even though it's a little Freudian slip there. The point being that you want to start with a simple, easy, no-risk way that your customer, your prospect, can get involved with you and your business and your company. So we stair-step our marketing process when we break our relationship building and action taking into multiple stair steps. A common way to do this is to run marketing that offers free reports, free consultations, free trainings, free books, and other free stuff that allow customers who are prospective customers who are interested in learning more about this particular topic or getting a need met to come and without spending any money or having any risk to get something that's valuable to them. A method that we use inside of our business is we offer free videos, free trainings, free reports that I write. We offer free videos, free audios, free teleclasses, free webinars. We do a lot of these types of high value free trainings for our information. And then when people come to sign up, we ask them to opt into our list. And then once they get on our list, we send other valuable trainings. I invite them to live interviews. I send them other tips. We give them other videos and so forth. And we build a relationship. And over time, as they see that they can trust me and that, you know, we offer really good stuff, then we start offering our products and services. So switching from kind of a one step where you run an ad and you want people to just come and give you money to a two step where you offer something that's valuable to the customer, whether it's a sample of your product or service or a demo of your product or service or some way to get some free information. And then when they come, they opt in, they get on your list. Then following up with your sales message, just switching to a two-step strategy can often multiply your results. Switching to a three-step strategy, okay, where you offer something for free, they come, they get the something for free, you pile on the value, then you come back and give your product or service offer to them. Okay, this can even increase it more. Point is, you want to break it up and not make it a big, giant commitment. Not sell too much right up front, because people don't like to be sold, but they love to buy. So the question, how could you stair-step your marketing process? Marketing strategy number three, give your prospective customer everything they need to know to make a decision. So inside of your marketing and inside of your selling, because I think that sales and marketing are really two sides of the same coin, you need to give your prospective customer everything they need to know to make a decision. Now, as we've learned, customers don't see your product as the savior, the answer to everything, the way you do, because you're in love with your product or service. You get to work with it all the time. You know how great it is. They're busy. They just get a glance at it, and they're like, oh, this is a hassle. I got to pay money for this kind of thing. Well, if you explain, if you give all the details, if you show them how it works, and if you give them everything that they need to know to make a decision, they'll be much more likely to make a decision. So as you're interacting with your customers live, and as you're talking to them, and as you're looking at your customer service questions, look at the things that they're asking. Learn what they want to know, and build your sales presentations and your marketing and your marketing videos, your letters, your audios, however you're doing your marketing conversion. Make sure and include the answers to all important questions so they have everything they need to know, all of the information so they can make a decision. Don't leave anything out. If you leave something out, it's going to catch the customer. They're going to trip up on it, and you're going to dramatically reduce your sales. Marketing strategy number four, move the free line. Okay, now, this is a little phrase that I've become kind of well known for. And the idea of moving the free line is that in the past, before the internet, it was very expensive to give away a lot of value. So, for example, let's say that I wanted to give away a video that included a sample of my training, or a demo of whatever the product is, or something that showed you how the product worked. It was expensive. I would have to put it on some kind of media, have them duplicated, have them stored in a warehouse. I'd have to contact the shipping department and have them ship them out manually and pay shipping. In order to give away a one-hour video to 1,000 people, I would probably have to spend in the neighborhood of at least $20,000. Well, now, with the internet and with, you know, very inexpensive video, audio, and editing and design tools, I can sit down at my computer right now and I can create a beautiful one-hour video presentation that I can then upload to a free video hosting service, and I can literally give away those videos that used to cost me $20 each for free all day long. Now, this is a big deal. This is something that's really changing the way marketing is done. And because now you can give away more and more stuff for free, that's what people are doing. And the more you give away for free, the more customers you tend to attract. And when you line this up with all of the other tactics that we've learned around identifying a high probability niche, finding customers who are, you know, emotionally motivated, who are looking for solutions, when you create a product that's the answer to that solution, when you're really doing everything right, then when you offer something for free to those prospective customers and it's really valuable, something that might have a $50 or $100 retail value that you can just distribute online, whether it be a sample or a free report or a video training or an invitation to a webinar or a members area, can be very powerful. And we've done incredibly well by moving the free line. We've done multi-million dollar launches by giving away our best stuff and then doing the marketing. Move the free line. Give away your best ideas. Okay? Give away your best stuff. Show people how it works. If you don't do it, someone else will. Marketing tactic number one. Use power words and phrases. As you are talking to your prospective customers and you're taking notes and listening carefully, you'll notice that there are certain words that they use to describe their problems, their pain, their fear, their frustration, And there are certain words that they use to describe their wants, their aspirations, their desires, the results that they're trying to get. Listen carefully for these motivators and write them down. And pay particular attention to the words that have a lot of emotion to them, what we'll call power words and power phrases. So let's say that you're teaching someone how to improve their relationship, and you start talking to potential customers. And let's say you notice you're talking to a lot of women. It's mostly women who are trying to improve their relationship, and you notice that one of their biggest fears is that their man will cheat on them. Okay, so you notice women start saying things like, well, I'm afraid that he won't be faithful. I'm afraid that he won't be loyal. I'm afraid that he'll cheat on me. You want to write these words down. Write down the words that she's saying. Exactly her words. Not an interpretation of them. Not your paraphrase of them. The exact words that you're hearing your prospects say. And if many of them are saying the same words, those are the ones to focus on. But then what you want to do is you want to go through the list and you want to choose the words that have high emotion value. So here I said, I'm afraid that he won't be loyal to me. I'm afraid that he won't be faithful to me. I'm afraid that he'll cheat on me. Which of the three words, loyal, faithful, and cheat, is the highest emotion value word? Okay, loyal and faithful, these are kind of common, bland, everyday words. The word cheat is a very, very powerful emotional word. If we imagined these as money, okay, and let's use my currency here in America, the dollar, okay, if we imagine these as, you know, $1 bills, $5 bills, $10, $20, $100 bills, loyal and faithful, these are $5 words, whereas cheat is a $50 or $100 word. It's not just a little bit better, it's many times better. And when you pay attention to the emotional power words that your prospects are using to describe their problem and their frustration, and to describe the result and the outcome they want, that's when you start really cooking with gas, so to speak. And it really goes to the next level when you start using these power words and phrases as the name of your product or the name of your business. Marketing tactic number two. Use plain, specific language. Plain, specific language. As you're creating your marketing, whether it's a sales letter online, a video that you use to communicate the benefits of your product, a report, however you're doing your marketing, it's important to use plain, specific language. Notice in this entire presentation, I'm using a lot of one and two syllable words. Okay? Many, many, many words that are as plain and specific as they can be. And notice I'm trying not to talk about abstractions. I'm trying to bring everything down to exactly what to do and how to do it. The more you can use plain, specific language that a high school student or a grade school student can understand, the more people you'll be communicating with. We tend to imagine that our customers are just like us, at our level of education, at our level of sophistication, at our kind of vocabulary level, and that words mean the same things to them that they mean to us. Well, they don't. Turns out we all have different meanings for the same words. And even though we learned definitions of words, many of us learned words that we didn't learn the definitions or they've changed over time. When you use plain, simple, specific language that talks about real concrete things, that's when you become much more persuasive. And that's when your customer can understand what you're talking about. One of the best ways to do this is to make a list of all of the questions that your prospective customer has, because you're learning them because you're talking to them, remember, and then turn on a recording device and answer all the questions out loud. Say the answers. And when you speak the answers, you'll usually use less sophisticated language. You'll use more kind of clear, average, everyday specific words. And then you can take those answers that you recorded and you can transcribe them. And that's usually a great foundation for a marketing piece. Marketing tactic number three, take away the risk. In any sales or marketing situation, each side believes that they have more of the risk. Okay, so I often recommend to business owners, give your customers a money-back guarantee. Let them know they can try it for free, and if they don't like it, they can send it back and get all their money back. And business owners will often say, well, I can't do that. If they start sending all the products back, I won't make any money. And I say, yeah, I know that. I get that. We're not trying to find something that doesn't make you any money here. We're trying to find something that doubles your sales. So try it. And if it doesn't work, stop doing it. And they say, oh, I got it. Customers are wary. They've worked hard for their money. They don't want to waste it on something. They don't want to get ripped off. So one of the best things that you can do is to take away the risk by offering a money-back guarantee and say it in clear, specific language. Instead of saying 100% money-back guarantee, say, if you don't like it, just send it back to me and I will give you all of your money back, no questions asked. Okay, put it in, translate it into the language that they speak, not typical business jargon. I like to talk about my guarantees kind of in depth and talk about why I'm doing it, talk about what they will need to do to get it back, make it really simple, share with them the steps that I've gone through and the steps they'll go through so they have some confidence in it. So take the risk away and make it easier for your customer to buy. I've seen 100% money back guarantees or even ultimately a free trial where you let them try it before they pay. I've seen these approaches double and even triple sales. Okay, so two or three times as many sales in some cases just because the customer gets to try it for free or because they get 100% money back guarantee. And the better you can explain it, the clearer you can make it, the better it will probably work. Marketing tactic number four. Tell your customer exactly what they need to do in order to buy now. Once you understand the power of this particular idea and this tactic, you're going to look around, you're going to see mistakes all around you, and you're going to kind of slap yourself on the head and say, look at this, they're just throwing money away. I once saw Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I saw him speak at my friend Joe Polish's event. And he talked about how he, years ago, before he was kind of a famous author, he used to sell various things like shirts and wallets and, you know, other types of merchandise. And he ran an ad in a magazine. I think he said he had these wallets with Velcro on them or something when they were all the rage. And he ran this full-page ad, and he got no orders. No one called him, and he had spent a bunch of money on it. And then he went to a trade show, and he set up a booth, and people came and wanted to buy his wallets, and they said, I saw your ad, but I couldn't figure out how to get in touch with you. And he went back, and he looked, and he realized that he hadn't put his phone number in his ad. And so he ran an ad for something, but he didn't tell people how to buy. Well, most of us are doing something kind of like that when we assume that the customer can figure out how to buy. We don't want to do that at all. What we want to do is once we've presented the benefits, once we've answered all their questions, once we've taken away the risk, we want to tell them in specific, step-by-step language what they need to do in order to buy now and get the benefits that they're after. And yes, I mean, you need to say, so to have me send you this new golf club to try for free for 14 days, click the button below this video that says add to cart, then fill out the one-page order form you'll see there, and click the button at the bottom that says complete my order. Tell them what to do. Communicate it all. Give them specific action steps, step by step. Don't leave anything to the imagination. And what you'll find is, if you do all of these things, you will dramatically increase your results. You need to do this when you're talking to people one-on-one and selling as well. You need to say, the next step is for you to give me your credit card number right now. I'm going to bill you for X amount, and I'm going to send you your product. What's your credit card number? Okay, you need to tell them exactly what to do and what's going to happen. And now we're ready for our second secret weapon. Secret weapon number two, align every part of your marketing. Align every part of your marketing. I call this a secret weapon because it's something that most businesses, most marketers don't do, and it's something I haven't seen taught anywhere else. And it's also critically important. Okay, so let's say that you're running pay-per-click ads online, and you're asking people to sign up for your email list, and then you're following up with email autoresponders and email newsletters, and then you're asking people to come to your website. And let's say that originally they clicked on an ad that said, how to get out of $10,000 or more worth of credit card debt. And then they come to your website, and now they're faced with an opt-in form where you're going to maybe offer some free information. Then once they sign up, they're going to get an email from you with more information. And then at the end of that email, you're going to ask them to come to your website and look at some of your products and your services and buy one. Now, what's very typical is someone will run an ad that says how to get out of $10,000 or more worth of credit card debt. And then you'll come to their website, and at the top of the website, it'll say financial education for everyone. And then if you do opt in, they'll come inside and it'll say, I'd like to show you how to get your financial house in order. And then the first email that goes out to them says, how to get your financial life handled. And then at the end of the email, it'll say, to learn more good stuff about your finances, click here. And there's a disconnect between the original thing that the prospect responded to and everything that happens after that. Or all of the pieces are kind of on the same topic, but not really from the customer's perspective. So if you ran an ad that says how to get out of $10,000 in credit card debt, when they click it and come to your website, the headline had better say, just enter your name and email to learn more about how to get out of $10,000 worth of credit card debt. And then when they get that first email, that subject line had better say, more tips for getting out of credit card debt. And at the end of the email, when you ask them to buy your product, it needs to say, if you'd like to get out of $10,000 in credit card debt or more, click this link now. And then in your sales material, at the top, it needs to say, here's exactly what to do to get out of $10,000 worth of credit card debt. Are you following me? Whatever attracted them in the first place is the motivator that's going to lead them through everything else. And it's also the thing that you need to tell them your product is going to do for them, because that's the result that they're after. Okay? If they want to buy a car and you're going to show them how to save thousands of dollars on a car purchase, well, you had better be saying that the whole way through. If you sell nutritional supplements and the original ad talked about them losing weight, well, you'd better talk about losing weight and nutritional supplements along every touch point in your marketing. The key is to line it all up. Align every part of your marketing. Okay, so let's do an exercise. Make marketing that works. Okay, so you should be looking at an exercise that looks like this. At the top, it'll say market to generate action. The point of your marketing isn't to get your name out there or brand your company. The point of your marketing is to get people to buy what you're selling. Use this exercise to focus on the things that lead to action. What could you offer for free that would get prospective customers to line up to get it? What are the power words and phrases that your prospective customers are using in their own heads that you will start using? How could you create a stair-step relationship-building process that ultimately sells, takes away risk, and leads to action? Okay, three key elements of a successful marketing campaign, and definitely marketing that generates action. So do this exercise now, and I'll see you in the next session.